We're now in our third year. We began the Rachel Carson Contest, what would have been her centennial birthday in 2007. And you probably know that she's, Rachel Carson, you know, a wonderful environmental advocate who was really one of the mother of the modern environmental movement, who wrote many books that many people, I assume, are pretty familiar with.
Her most famous book, I think, is Silent Spring.
It was, and so was The Sense of Wonder, was the last one that she did, which is what the contest is named after.
And so this is a way for people to express their feelings about the environment, is that right?
That is exactly right, and really explore the natural environment. And what we encourage through this contest that's a little bit different is that we encourage people from different generations, the young and the old, to do this together. And we got that idea actually from Ms. Carson's book, In the Sense of Wonder, where she said she would endow every child with a sense of wonder so indestructible that it would last throughout life. However, if a child is to keep alive his inborn sense of wonder, he needs the companionship of at least one adult who can share it, rediscovering with him the joy, excitement, and mystery of the world we live in. And that's really the essence of our contest.
And so you're asking for submissions of poetry, essays, photos, and dance contest submissions. So how do people, you know, how do people get in on this? You know, obviously, if you are entering a dance submission, you have to be in the dance field, I would imagine. You don't want people just hopping around a field, do you? Or maybe you do.
You can. I mean, I think we're encouraging people of all different levels of expertise. I think we really want people to be creative. So there's no, you know, minimum requirements that you have to be a professional in any one of these media. You know, actually, we encourage professionals as well as, you know, amateurs to enter. And in the past, we've often had teams that sometimes were with people who are related, like a grandparent with a grandchild. Or in other cases, we've had people who were unrelated that were at like a shared site where there was like a senior center as well as a child care center where people, you know, work together to develop either a poem, an essay, or a photograph that sort of embodied the sense of wonder of nature.
And we're talking this morning to our guest, Kathy Sykes. She is the senior advisor for the Environmental Protection Agency's Aging Initiative about the Rachel Carson Sense of Wonder contest. So tell me the kind of entries that you have received in the past and how many you have received each of the 3 years.
Well, this is the third year, so we have
okay.
The two years.
Right.
We had over 100 entries the very first year, and these were teams, again, of young and old together. And we had, you know, I guess I can't really describe the beautiful photos, but everything from, you know, sunsets on a beach to close-ups of butterflies. In last year, the winner of the essay was The Nest. And another poem was called The Wiggly Wiggly Room, Worm, I'm sorry. And there was also a wonderful short essay by a child and a grandparent called The Skunk, which was
that
very
sounds
brief.
Fun.
So I think it's, you know, it's really very creative entries that we've had. And I think what's been so wonderful have been all of the emails that we've received from people who entered just saying how this was the most exciting time to reconnect with a grandchild or have a purpose, a creative project to explore some place where they had been years ago on a beach when the older woman, the grandmother, had visited many times a beach and then brought the grandchild there to explore and see the seashells on the beach, for example. So, I mean, it really, I think, was something where people were, you know, really pleased to have entered and felt that, you know, they were just all winners by having entered and created a wonderful piece together with an older person or a younger person.
And so this is part of the Aging Initiative. In other words, getting seniors together with younger people to sort of pass on the wisdom of the ages, if you will.
Absolutely. And, you know, this contest, there's no prize with money. It's sort of fame being on our website, and sort of like the American Idol, we let the public vote after a panel of judges does a screening for the finalists. So we really try to open this up, and we've had many people, you know, vote from all over the world because we really don't limit. We ask for it in English, but the, you know, entries can also be photographs and explained. You know, our only two criteria we ask for the entries are that they describe how the team, you know, chose the project and how they planned and carried it out, and then also you know, have a short description of how this project brought the team in touch with the natural world. So that's really our goal of this contest.
And so this is the deadline is June 10th of this year, and you have to. Can you submit your entry online? In other words, the photograph in a JPEG and the video in a JPEG, that kind of thing?
Yes, I mean, that's our plan. We had had the photos going over to the Generations United. I should say that this has been a contest in partnership with a number of organizations outside of government. We have, since day one, worked with Generations United, which is the only advocacy group that works for intergenerational programming. And then we also, of course, partnered with the Rachel Carson Council, Inc., which is really the organization that's kept her household in the public domain and her name and what she's done alive. And this year we've teamed up with the Liz Lehrman Dance Exchange, which is a professional dance group. And it was really how I came to have these guys as a new partner, was that there was a young choreographer who performed at an aging conference, and their dance troupe is an intergenerational one. And they actually had dance on sustainability. So I said, wow, you know, people had asked, are you going to allow other things to be, you know, new medias to be explored? So I actually had people requesting that we include dance, and then a partner that would help us get the word out to dancers or people who are learning to dance.